In today's international report, we go to the Ghanaian capital, Conakry, where hundreds of Sierra Leoneans have fled to, claiming that they had been persecuted by members of the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party, or the SLPP. Most of those who have come to Guinea come from the north of Sierra Leone. The refugees have called for an immediate intervention by the international community to end the persecutions. Correspondent Karim Kamara has this report from Conakry.
Some members of the former ruling party in Sierra Leone, the All People's Congress, or APC, started fleeing to Guinea even before the final results of the presidential election were announced. And others are still crossing the border into Guinea, with all of them complaining of persecution by members of the Sierra Leone People's Party, or SLPP. The majority of them say they had to flee for their lives. Yebu Bangura, a 13-year-old primary school pupil, was living with her mother in the Sierra Leone capital, Freetown. She says she had to flee to Guinea with her mother. The mother has since traveled to the Gambia, leaving Yebu here in Conakry. Yebu said they had to flee to Conakry after her mother was publicly attacked and beaten by supporters of the ruling SLPP party. The apartment was completely vandalized by the attackers, who warned that mother and daughter will be killed if they return to Sierra Leone now.
I came to Guinea because the supporters of the SLPP are against us, and they beat my mother in front of me. That was why we ran away to Guinea. My mother has gone to the Gambia and left me here in Guinea. Now I'm not going to school because there's nobody to take care of me. We cannot return to Sierra Leone because they are against us. If I go back, they will kill me. I have nobody to take care of me over there.
Visibly traumatized with what she saw, Yebu described President Madabio as a bad leader, adding that he should not have allowed his supporters to attack others.
Madabio is a bad president because ever since he came to power, he has allowed his supporters to attack APC supporters, and this is not good for a president.
Among those who have fled to Guinea are also politicians, and they are living a very quiet life here in Conakry for fear of being exposed. The number of these politicians is also growing gradually. I caught up with one of the fleeing politicians who asked me not to be named. He described the situation in Sierra Leone as worrisome and said he fled to Guinea due to the constant persecution by members of the SLPP.
What we are seeing today in Sierra Leone is different from what we had expected after the coming of the new government of retired Brigadier General Joseph Madabio. I fled Sierra Leone because of the threats and the persecutions that's was evident in the wake of the election's results. Many people fled, like myself, because of the blatant, absolutely clear killing, maiming, and a total uprooting of people, including myself. Some of my neighbors were even killed. A guy was killed because he wore an APC vest.
He accused the SLPP government of promoting tribalism as a way of ruling Sierra Leone. He said it is time the international community intervenes to end the practice of political persecution in Sierra Leone.
You can't believe I was born and bred in the southeast. But when this thing happened, because it is a predominantly SLPP stronghold and a predominantly Mende area, even though I was born in the southeast, I was chased from my home. So this is appalling. We are calling on the international community to come and assist, to see the plight of Sierra Leoneans. Those of us who are here in exile, we are asking the international community to come in and help Sierra Leoneans. Otherwise, we'll die here.
The SLPP government has launched a commission of inquiry in Sierra Leone to arrest and prosecute all those suspected of having misused state funds. Many ministers of the former APC regime are under investigation, and some were arrested and released on bail pending trial. The unnamed politician has described the ongoing commission of inquiry in the country as a witch hunt targeting only ministers and stakeholders of the former ruling APC regime.
The issue at stake here is the rules of evidence. When that has come to play, then it's going to be a fair commission of inquiry. It's like as if it's a witch hunt. Not because I'm a member of the APC, but I think it's a witch hunt.
He said all those from the Mende ethnic tribe from the south and east of the country have been exonerated from the inquiry. Only those from the north are facing the commission. He said even though the recipe for conflict is not fully in place, yet he is afraid that Sierra Leone might plunge once into a civil war.
Well, what we are seeing is that they have been excluded because they are members of the SLPP. And not just that, they are also ethnically linked to the ruling party. I'm afraid we may slide into conflict. There are indicators, but it's not as glaring as one is expecting. But people are fleeing. We are up to 2,000 in the Republic of Guinea. Julius Maada Bio as president, it's not a bad idea, really. My concern is he is being advised by the wrong people. He needs to look at his human rights record for now. Let him reverse what is happening. For instance, the army is not stable. People are being sacked in the army because they have been linked with their ethnic background. Civil service is purged. So, and the army also is undergoing similar purging. So I should say there is tribalism going on.
Many of the fleeing politicians say they and their family members have already had to seek asylum with the UNHCR. They say they want to be resettled in a third country far from Sierra Leone. Reporting for Radio France International, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.